Welcome to day 15 of our sit spot journey, and today's focus within the realm of the birds is going to be around where the bird is when you notice it. So is the bird on the ground when you notice it feeding, and did you notice it through movement or sound, maybe through gut feeling, some sixth sense? Is the bird high up in a tree, or is it in that mid layer? And is there a big movement in the bird from one kind of level in the environment you're in to another? And we're focusing on where the bird is and the sounds it's making, because this can give a real indication of the kind of bird it is. So there's some birds that really like to be up at the top of the trees and singing very brightly, like the song thrush. And others that are treetop feeders that find their food right up in the top of trees. You may have a bird table or feeder in your garden that you're observing, and you can notice the patterns of where certain birds come from and go to. And these are the pathways that they've found, the kind of invisible roads and pathways, which are the safe routes for them. Do they have habits and routines within this, or are they creating new ones as they go? If you start to notice these now, especially in relation to their food, you're much more likely to detect where they're building nests and be able to watch little juvenile begging going on when the parents are feeding their chicks, and maybe even fledglings too. So a little bit of attention now in a few weeks might really pay off for your experiences of witnessing the birds